Brilliance Audio. A Well-Pleasured Lady by Christina Dodd. Performed by Carmen Rose. As usual, everything was going perfectly. The kitchen buzzed as the servants prepared for their visitor. The French chef brandished a spoon and barked commands. His minions stirred, ground, and tasted. The maids swirled in and out, showing their serving outfits and receiving approval from the dour butler. Even Bronson's faded eyes sparkled as he chose wines appropriate for such a distinguished personage as Sebastian Durant, Viscount Whitfield. In the midst of the turmoil, the turnspit sat, his nose pressed to the chilly pane, watching for the outrider. When he called, "Miss, he's common!" the hubbub died. Everyone looked to Mary Rottenson. She poured boiling water into the teapot, then set it on the tray of artfully arranged biscuits and cakes. Smiling at her staff with a confidence now intrinsic to her, she said, "You've all done well, and I have every faith in you. You know if you need me, you have only to call." A sigh of collective relief breezed through the kitchen. She wanted a laugh at their silliness, yet like soldiers on a battlefield, they wanted their commander's encouragement before they moved into action. "Carry on," she said, as she picked up the laden tray. Behind her, the clamour rose once more. 10 years earlier, she wouldn't have believed directing the operations of a country manor could give her a sense of satisfaction. No frivolous dream or grand emotion could compete with the gratification of knowing each servant respected her. Tremaine was stationed outside the library. There Mary paused and waited for his report. "I built up the fire, miss, and took in the extra candles, and..." The footman shuffled his feet as if he were guilty of some breach of manner. "Yes?" "I moved some furniture." Startled, she asked, "Why?" "Milady told me to." Automatically, Mary reassured him. "Then you have done as you should." A good housekeeper always encourages her underlings. He gave a grin and nodded. "That's what I thought." And thinking wasn't what he did well, Mary knew. "Would you knock for me?" He did, then opened the door when Lady Valerie called. As Mary glided into the book-studded room, she moved silently. A good housekeeper is unobtrusive. Just as Tremaine said, furniture had been shifted. Lady Valerie's usual chair had been turned sideways to the fire. Two other chairs formed a triangle, and the tea table had been placed between Lady Valerie's chair and one of the others. Not only had the furniture been moved, but an extra chair had been pulled up. What did it mean? Who would the other visitor be? Why hadn't she been informed? Mary hadn't prepared the proper amount of bedchambers, and she almost stepped back out of the door to instruct a maid to do so. But Lady Valerie called. "Come in, child, and put that heavy tray down." The elderly woman stood beside the bookcase wall, fingering the bindings on her favourite books. Her short, plump figure retained none of the grace that had once made her the toast of London society and enthralled two husbands. But her smile, when she used it, shed such warmth that those around her thought themselves blessed. That smile had given Mary the nerve to approach her 10 years ago, and the kindness that the smile represented had made her Lady Valerie's devoted attendant. Placing the tray on the table, Mary said, "Lord Whitfield's carriage has crossed onto the estate. He'll be here within the half hour." She closed the heavy drapes, trying all the while not to look out. The winter sun had begun its early descent behind the brae. Curls of mist rose from the cold ground and sank from the bruised skies. Everywhere outside, light was dying, fading, slipping into the oblivion of night, and darkness had the ability to shake Mary's composure as nothing else could. Haddon was out there, but Haddon relished the night. Haddon claimed to find comfort in the distant light of the stars or in the suffocating closeness of the fog. Haddon never cried at the bone-chilling loneliness of the soul, and he never got lost. Never. Never.